All right, guys, today's question is going to be on theme with our episode today. Which restaurant, it could be at Disney World or it could even be on a Disney cruise, if you could bring it here to our city permanently, you could eat at it whenever you wanted, which restaurant would you bring here?
Palo.
Paolo.
From the Disney Cruise Line.
Solid.
Just down home, fresh, Italian.
Really good.
The chocolate souffle is fantastic, but I just think all the fresh ingredients, like, we have some good Italian places around here, but nothing like that elevated, fancy Italian
place true like Paolo. Italian.
Right.
Yeah.
Like, a fancy place you would go in Italy, I feel like that's what Paolo emulates. I don't think we have that here, so something like that is definitely what I would bring to Lincoln.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Skipper Canteen.
Why?
Adventurous menu choices and some stuff that you're not going to get anywhere else.
Tastes like chicken because it is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Clever.
Okay.
I'm going Morimoto.
Ooh, good choice. Ooh, yeah.
That would be so dangerous, though. Yeah.
Should talk to him. Just bring a Momo-san over here. It's fine.
Yeah. And just make sure they buy extra ribs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Or let them know when we're going so that they can make extra.
Mm-hmm.
So delicious. It's a good choice.
Very good choice.
Bravo.
I really didn't think this question through. I feel like I would want to bring something super Disney so that I could kind of get my Disney fix, but also get like amazing food. So, you know, no, I kind of want to bring like, okay, I got it. I'm so sorry. The sangria is already hitting me. I'm going to go with Garden Grill.
Ooh. Oh,
because it's a character dining, but I don't know, it wouldn't be the same without it being in Living with the Land,
so they just have to build that too, like, or we just build a land pavilion
and then they would have to build Epcot.
I'm fine with that.
Right outside Lincoln. It's good, we can do this.
That's what could join Lincoln in Omaha,
right?
Goodbye, Lancaster Event Center.
Right.
Hello,
trash heap that you are.
Oh, that's too funny. And my second choice, just based on what Lacey just said, bringing complete Disney. I love barbecue. And the Toy Story Roundup barbecue takes up space in my head. The theming is phenomenal.
The food was great.
Yeah, it takes up place in my head that it shouldn't, but I would bring that here too. Because again, very Disney themed, very Toy Story themed. It was amazing.
I love that.
Yeah.
My second choice would be Steakhouse 71.
Ooh, with the pictures and everything?
Yep.
Where's that? Why not?
It's in the Contemporary. It used to be the Wave of American Flavors, but they redid it for the 50th anniversary to Steakhouse 71. And it is like you walk down the hallway to get in, and it's pictures of the building of Disney World, some of the Imagineers, Walt, Roy, the whole, it's just glorious.
I love that.
And the food is delicious.
Yes.
Best burger on property.
It's one of the best hamburgers I've ever had in my life.
Period. Really? Yeah.
Like fancy or just like...
It was accessible.
Like, yeah.
The menu prices aren't overly priced.
Really?
No.
Even in the sit-down restaurant, we didn't eat there. We just ate in the lounge. But that's looking at their menu, it's not inaccessible.
No.
Higher than like a normal...
I mean, you'd pay more at California Grill.
Yeah.
For stuff. Mm-hmm. So...
But it was delicious.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm Scott.
I'm Candace.
I'm Lacey.
And I'm Lariah.
Grab a drink and come hang with us at the Hangar Bar.
Okay, welcome back to the Hangar Bar, everyone. Super glad to have you. We are in the throes of March Madness.
March Hair Madness.
Yes, March Hair Madness. You don't have to explain that joke to me again.
I wasn't going to, but okay.
Sometimes I need all the help I can get. Tonight, we are doing another bracket challenge to support all of the basketball teams that are currently playing.
Da-na-na.
Again, don't know that that has to do with basketball, but it's ESPN, so it's Disney. It counts. So what we're going to do is I've built this bracket. I tried to pick places and things that we've all eaten or eaten at to make it a little bit more fair than the last bracket where there were things that we hadn't done. That got a little bit hard when it got to some of the festival booths and snack booths and that kind of thing, because there are a lot of places to eat around Disney, and we have not eaten at very many places around Disney. So there may be some that you haven't eaten at that Candace and I have as we go through that, but I've broken it out into four different categories. Table service bracket, quick service bracket, snack cart bracket, festival booth bracket. So then we're going to come down to the very end. We're going to end up with what we think, as of tonight, is the best restaurant / booth / snack, whatever we end up with, in all of Disney World. How's that sound?
Fab. Amazing.
Wait, you made this?
Yeah, I made this bracket.
I'm seeing one right here. And, okay, wow, takes me back. I forgot about this restaurant.
Right?
Okay, yeah. Yeah,
so I put this together, trying my hardest to get things that we've eaten together or that kind of thing. So any questions or anything we need to do before we jump into this one?
Nar.
Nerp. Okay, so we are going to start with the table service bracket. We are starting at the restaurant Candace would bring to Lincoln, Skipper Canteen, versus Be Our Guest. So what we're going to do is, as we go through this, Candace is going to tell us a little bit about each restaurant and maybe a couple of different menu items from each to help give us an idea of what we're dealing with. So Skipper Canteen.
Okay. The full name of the restaurant is the Jungle Navigation Company Limited Skipper Canteen.
That's right, because Disney likes to name their restaurants like 4-page long names.
Yes. So the description, it's located in Adventureland in Magic Kingdom. Hungry for adventure, savor the tropical cuisine of this exotic outpost. Explore the bold, flavorful cuisine of Asia, South America, and Africa with the help of our daring riverboat pilots. It's open for lunch and dinner. They do not serve breakfast. Appetizers for lunch are such things as mess hall fried rice, a jungle green salad, Falls Family Falafel, which I think one of us had. Lost and found soup. Entrees for lunch include Dr. Falls signature grilled steak, tastes like chicken because it is, curried vegetable crew stew, and hearty har char siu pork, and noodle bowls. And that's basically the same
for dinner.
For dinner as well.
Okay.
And then there are alcoholic, alcoholic and non-alcoholic beverages available as well.
Okay. Be Our Guest. Which we don't necessarily have to pull up the menu for that one.
No. Okay. So it's in Beast Castle, which is in New Fantasyland. And they do serve breakfast, lunch.
They do not serve breakfast anymore.
They do not.
Well, I don't believe
probably
so.
Probably okay.
For the best.
Yeah.
Maybe they... I don't know if they do.
Anyway, we have experienced all three of the dining areas in there. There's the ballroom, there's the Rose Gallery, and then there's the West Wing. I enjoyed being in the West Wing, except it was so dark.
And noisy.
And noisy.
And the food that they serve is a pre-fee. You get to choose from two or three different entrees, two or three different appetizers, and then everybody gets their own little three dessert plate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so Skipper Canteen versus Be Our Guest. How are we voting?
Skipper Canteen.
Skipper.
Skipper.
That one is harder for me than I thought it was going to be. I'm going to say Skipper Canteen as well, just simply because I think the food is better. It is hard for me not to love Be Our Guest, though, just because you are in Beast Castle. They're using the animation cells from the actual movie in the grand ballroom. Mm-hmm. It just, I want to love everything about Be Our Guest, and I just can't.
Well, but here's something that, and I understand where you're coming from with that, but I think it's fair to say that each time that we've been there, it's lost a notch for me. Because the first time we went for lunch, and that was an a la carte sort of situation.
Where it was a quick service.
Yeah, it was a quick service. And you could just get sandwiches and fries or whatever you wanted, and then you could pick where you wanted to sit. We sat in the Rose Gallery because that was the quietest space at the time, and we needed to not be around people. The second time we went there, it was for dinner, and we got to meet the Beast and talk about rare character sighting. I mean, now he walks through, if you're lucky,
waves,
but he doesn't stop to interact with anybody or anything. So that was that. And then when we were there for breakfast, I thought the food was subpar at the very best. And meh.
Yeah. Again, I want to love everything about Be Our Guest. I just can't.
Yeah. I love the idea of it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I think it could be amazing. But when we went for breakfast, it just, to me, and people are going to give me dirty looks probably, but it just kind of seemed to me like a fancy cafeteria.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Very much so. Yeah.
It was very chaotic.
Yeah.
It was chaotic, and the food, it almost felt microwaved. Mm-hmm. Like they threw it through a microwave or on a conveyor belt or something like that. It was not Disney dining at its best. And I'm sorry, but if Lumiere is running the kitchen, that better be some good food coming out of there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a get people in, get people out situation.
It's a money grab.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
A very transparent money grab.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, so next in the table service bracket, I don't think you'll have to look either of these up, Candace.
Okay.
We have Olivia's versus Morimoto Asia.
Okay, well, Olivia's is located at Old Key West Resort, and it features good food like comfort food.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, down home American Southern comfort food.
Mm-hmm. And then Morimoto Asia is owned by Iron Chef Masaharu Morimoto. And
it's Asian fusion.
Asian fusion, and the ribs will change your life, I promise you.
The banana bread pudding at Olivia's might just change your life, too.
True story.
Didn't you like the firecracker shrimp, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like you talked about that the most during the trip.
It was so good.
Yeah.
So good.
We went to Chef Morimoto's place down in Miami.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say Candace and I and my brother and sister-in-law ate our weight in sticky ribs, I am not exaggerating by very far. I think, that night we ordered 6 or 7 orders of the sticky ribs.
Yeah.
They couldn't bring them to us fast enough. And then I wonder why I'm a poo-sized human.
I didn't know you guys were in Miami.
Yeah, it was before our Virgin Voyages cruise.
Oh, okay. That was kind of like still little COVID time, right? Back
right after.
Right on the edge.
Right at the end. Late 2021.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Or was it 2022? 22.
Yeah.
Yeah, because then we turned around and went to Alaska the next year.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So it was September of 22. So like right at the very tail of people being really concerned about COVID.
Gotcha. Okay.
Okay. So Olivia's versus Morimoto Asia. Going to come back to Candace. Lariah.
I'm going to say Morimoto, but I think Olivia's is way underrated.
Agreed.
I think a lot of people, if you're wanting to try a new restaurant, you should go to that one.
Yeah, and don't sleep on it because it's so far away from everything.
Like, yeah.
It's one of those places that is good enough that you can easily go kind of out of your way for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I mean, if you're at Disney Springs, take a boat.
Yeah, yeah, ride the water taxi.
Yeah.
Get on to the boat. House themed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beach restaurant.
Yeah.
Themed. So there's a vote for Morimoto.
I'm going Morimoto. Okay. That was my number one restaurant I wanted to go to during our last trip that we all took together, and Candace made it happen on our first night. And that, like, I would go back to that night if I could, like, go back into time just once. It would be to that night.
That was a great night.
Yeah, it was awesome. Amazing. The most magical night. Oh.
Okay, Candace.
Morimoto.
Yep, agreed. I just so much to love about Morimoto.
Mm-hmm.
And I love Olivia's too.
Well, and you think about even like our server and how knowledgeable she was with the menu.
Yes.
Like she could have talked that thing backwards, upwards, around the corner, and then some, and still been like just spewing facts.
Yep.
About what we would like and the flavor profiles and this, that, and the other. And she was a sweetheart and amazing, and it was awesome.
Yeah, it was phenomenal. And
the bathrooms. The bathrooms were great. Do you remember the bathrooms?
Yes, I do.
Amazing.
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 We've got to think about bathrooms.
We do.
Okay, so I don't think you'll need to look these two up either.
Okay.
So next in the table service bracket is 50s Primetime Grill versus Cafe versus Yak and Yeti.
50s Primetime.
Tell us about each.
Okay, so 50s Primetime is located in the Echo Lake section of Disney's Hollywood Studios Park. It is themed, as the name would suggest, of a 50s kitchen. So when you walk in the door, you're going into mom's kitchen. The servers are aunt or cousin or uncle or whatever. And again, it's just good, solid comfort food. That's a lot of fun. And the servers are very, they tease you, but not in a mean way.
Right. They tell you to get your elbows off the table. They make you set the table before they'll bring any of your drinks or food out, that kind of thing. And Candace loves the birthday beller.
I do. And then Yak and Yeti?
Yep.
Okay. So that is in the Asia section of Animal Kingdom. And it is not Disney-owned. It's actually owned by the Landry's Company, which also owns things like Rainforest Cafe and T-Rex. And it's basic run-of-the-mill Asian fusion kind of food, but their menu, very Americanized.
Yeah, their menu is so extensive. Like, it really you go is. Into Yak and Yeti, you can get a cheeseburger. You can,
yes.
But you can still get some of the Asian flavor things too, which is, I think, one of the draws to Yak and Yeti is no matter what your palate or dietary restriction, you're going to be able to find it there.
Right. Plus, they have the Landry's loyalty thing. So if you have that from where you live at home, you can use your points or whatever there as well.
Right. Okay, thank you for the description. You voted for 50s Primetime.
I did indeed.
I'm going
50s.
Me as well. And I like Yak and Yeti, but we've been there a couple times. And I think that's, again, one of those places that the more you go to it, the less you appreciate it. Because
it never changes.
Right, because after our first time at Yak and Yeti, I'm like, we have got to go back to Yak and Yeti. We went back to Yak and Yeti a second time, and now I'm saying there's other things I want to try.
Mm-hmm.
But when you say we're in Hollywood Studios, where do you want to eat? The first thing that pops into my head is 50s Primetime.
Oh, so, yeah. That's a must when we go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And also, like, being plant-based, their plant-based for that kind of restaurant was amazing.
Yeah.
Because I ate a lot of, like, veggie burgers and greasy foods that trip, or, like, filling foods. The veggie or the plant-based option was, like, a warm potato lentil kale salad. And it was honestly perfect.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then you had that delightful apple crisp sort of situation for dessert. Yeah.
It was, I think it was an apple crisp, like, shake or something. And it was amazing.
Yes. Okay. So the last two table service restaurants that are on this bracket, we have Coral Reef versus Garden Grill.
Okay. Both of these are located in Epcot. They are fairly close to each other in world nature. Coral Reef is on the backside of the Seas with Nemo and Friends building. And it's run-of-the-mill restaurant where one big wall is, you can see into the aquarium.
When you say run-of-the-mill, it's a seafood restaurant.
It is, but they have other things.
Right. It's a seafood restaurant with other things.
But you don't eat the fish that are in the aquarium. Like, they don't go fishing for them when you order your food.
Which would be an awesome experience, but...
I disagree, but that's
traumatizing to the fish.
They're not going to care for long.
God.
Oh, look, there's Melanie. That's a shame. She was really nice.
Finding Nemo just has a new twist.
Right.
I found Nemo.
You don't eat clownfish.
No, you don't.
Okay, then Garden Grill.
Garden Grill is in the Land Pavilion. It is a slowly rotating restaurant that you overlook the Living with the Land attraction. It's character dining experience for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And you meet Mickey and Pluto and Chip and Dale in their farmer gear. And it's a lot of fun.
And it's homegrown American-style
food, served family style, so it's all you care to enjoy. Yep.
Okay, so which one are you voting for, Coral Reef or Garden Grill?
Garden Grill.
I have not experienced Coral yet. I would like to, but I'm going to go Garden Grill.
For nostalgic purposes only, I'm picking Coral Reef.
That really shocks me.
Yeah.
I am shooketh.
Wow.
I thought my food was really good the last time we went. I can't even remember what I had. I remember what Candace had. You had the lobster mac and cheese.
I did indeed.
I do remember that. And this was when I was eating fish. But that place, I completely forgot about it. And I don't know. It's such a big memory. My first trip.
I think it was because it was your first trip and it was the first park of your first trip.
And the first sit-down restaurant. And the
first sit-down restaurant of your first trip, and we were getting ready to go on a cruise.
Yeah. Yep.
So it all tied together in the great circle of life.
It really did. And I think we had just gotten off of Ellen's ride.
I think so.
Or, like, it was around the same time, and I was just on cloud nine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am voting Garden Grill. It's one of my all-time favorite restaurants. It's another one of those that it almost feels like a must-do. I just love it.
Yeah, the food, though, compare it. Like, if I'm the food, Garden Grill. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Now, I will say that having experienced breakfast at Garden Grill this last time,
yes,
I would rather go for lunch or dinner than breakfast.
I was going to say, I would really love to experience lunch or dinner the next time we'll go.
We'll
have to
do that. Mm-hmm. We'll do that.
Is it still family style?
Yes.
Okay.
I was so disappointed. They had cinnamon loaf instead of cinnamon rolls.
Oh,
they did change it.
They did.
That's a disappointment.
And it was fine, but it wasn't. It didn't rock my world.
Boo.
Yeah. Bring back the cinnamon roll. Mm-hmm. Okay. That's going to be TM. TM. That's going to be the next t-shirt. A picture of Living with the Land with a bring back the cinnamon roll.
Well, if we do the Land Pavilion on top, we've got both things covered. So bring back Lieutenant Dan and the cinnamon roll.
Right.
One on the front, one on the back.
Yes, there and really confuse people.
Right.
I love it.
Bring back Lieutenant Dan's cinnamon roll. That's.
And then he can be holding a cinnamon roll on the back. He's going to be the one to save the day.
Right.
Just watch.
Yeah.
Lieutenant Dan!
Okay, we are moving into quick service locations, so you may need to look a couple of these up.
Okay.
So the first quick service location is Summerfest in the Germany Pavilion. Okay. And that is going up against Satuli Canteen, which is in Pandora.
Okay, so Summerfest is in the Germany Pavilion at World Showcase in Epcot. Their menu features very, very basic German food, I guess you would say. They have things like Bratz and Kraut, which actually I have a soft spot for that place in my heart because it's when I actually discovered that I like sauerkraut. Mm. Because my family made it all the time when I was growing up, but it smelled so bad that I didn't want to eat it.
Fair.
But then we were in Disney World and I was hungry and Scott got us a brat with kraut and I tried it and ever since then, sold.
Sauerkraut is amazing.
Yes.
Team sauerkraut.
Plus, they do have the pretzel bread pudding, which is next level amazing. And I don't like bread pudding. But this, I like.
I want to know. Pretzel bread pudding or banana bread pudding from Olivia's?
That's like making me choose my favorite child. I'm just not going to do it.
We don't have children.
bread pudding are my children. Again, I wonder why I'm poo-sized, because I compare bread puddings to being my children.
Well, on that note.
Let's talk about Satouli Canteen. But to answer your question, the pretzel bread pudding is next level, but I would go back to that banana bread pudding over and over and over again. It's so good.
Is the pretzel bread pudding, does it have a little bit of that saltiness to it?
Plus, it's got a caramel sauce and a vanilla sauce on it. So you've got...
It was delicious.
And there's like a little bit of crispy parts of it from the pretzel, a little bit, and then the salt, and then it's perfect. Perfect.
Sounds amazing.
Yeah. Okay, Satouli Canteen.
Satouli Canteen is actually located in Pandora, the world of Avatar, over in Animal Kingdom. They have things like different noodle bowls with proteins. They have the infamous cheeseburger pods. It, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, you've eaten there?
No.
Oh, no. Okay.
We've seen video of it a lot. And on our last trip, part of the group ate there and said it was really good.
Okay.
Okay. So Summerfest or Satouli Canteen?
Summerfest.
I have not been to either, but I'm going with Satouli Canteen.
Tell us why.
It just looks like more my speed.
Okay, that's fair.
Preferred dining, like a lot of fresh veggie and bowls and like,
yeah,
I know, and more plant-based options as
actual
well.
Real ingredients.
Yeah. Well, no, sauerkraut is a real, I love sauerkraut though.
Yeah. Quit saying that.
That's I all will she's never been stop saying. Saying I love sauerkraut. I'm sorry.
Okay. Have you ever eaten it on mashed potatoes?
No. I just bought some instant mashed potatoes.
Yeah, you got to make some mashed potatoes and put sauerkraut on top of the mashed potatoes and eat them together.
What about with gravy? Are we going to put it with
gravy? No.
No, just the mashed potatoes.
And the sauerkraut.
Okay. We can do that.
I'm dead.
We got a whole jar of sauerkraut in the fridge, Lariah. A whole
we
jar.
We have a whole jar and a whole bag because St. Paddy's Day was on Sunday, so we stocked up on the sauerkraut.
There it is.
Mashed potatoes, I'm telling you.
They're going to go home and do that tonight.
Have fun tomorrow.
Ew.
Lacey, which do you choose? Summerfest or Satouli Canteen?
Satouli Canteen, because the plant-based option comes with boba balls, and I am intrigued.
That was very definite.
It was. My vote was going to be for Summerfest, but I'm going to align to Satouli just because the cheeseburger pods look delicious and I want to try them. We've not eaten there, but I desperately want to try that.
Yo-ho.
So, yo-ho, that's...
Great, she's drunk. Look what you did.
So, we will go with Satouli Canteen there, because my vote was going to be easily swayed away from my original thought, which was Summerfest, because I love
it's fine.
Germany Pavilion.
It's fine.
Okay.
I'm not a sore loser and going to tell you that you're wrong.
I am. Okay, so the next one, the next quick service in round one is Ronto Roasters versus Sleepy Hollow.
Okay. Ronto Roasters is located in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge in the Disney Hollywood Studios theme park. And it is Star Wars themed, and it features Ronto wraps and breakfast Ronto wraps, and the plant-based option is a Zuki wrap, and they have beverages as well.
Yep. And the Ronto wrap that we had the breakfast one. And for as much as people talk about how much they love it, I was not sold. I think it needed more sauce. It needed something additional.
Yeah.
Maybe more time for the cheese to melt. There was just something missing from it.
Yeah. It was pastel.
I want to try.
At the very best.
I want to try the not breakfast one to see if it's better.
Yeah.
Okay. Then Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow is located in Liberty Square in Magic Kingdom Park, and it is has such things as the Berry Nutella waffle, the spicy waffle chicken sandwich, and those kind of things.
Yep. Okay, so where's your vote lie? Ronto or Sleepy Hollow?
Sleepy Hollow.
I'm sorry, I'm looking up the... Okay, I got my answer.
Okay, go for it.
I have not eaten that either, but I'm going with Sleepy Hollow because... I'm looking on their menu, and they have a Madame Leota cupcake.
Yeah.
As much as I want to try a Ronto wrap.
With blackberry buttercream.
Literally. I'm dead.
Good.
I am deceased.
I'm going with...
So is Madame Leota.
You have that in common. That's so cute. I'm going with, what's the name?
Ronto Roasters?
Yeah, because I'm super intrigued about that. I know you guys said it wasn't good, but I want to try the plant-based one, and that's like one of my have to try next time we go.
Okay. Sleepy Hollow is going to win that one for the exact same reason. We have not been to Sleepy Hollow, and I really want to try that fruit and Nutella waffle.
Fair. The spicy chicken.
We should jot that down
for
next
trip. Yeah, definitely.
You're the one with the notebook.
Ma'am.
Needed a pen.
Do you need paper?
I have my blood. It's okay.
Again, have to mark this one not safe for work or whatever. That's
well, she did say she's dead.
Right. So. Okay, so the next one, we are going to match up Pecos Bills versus Woody's Lunchbox.
Okay, Pecos Bills is located in Frontierland in Magic Kingdom, and they serve things like tacos, taco salads, those sorts of Tex-Mex sort of adventures. Mm-hmm. And then
Woody's Lunchbox.
Woody's Lunchbox is located in Toy Story Land in Disney's Hollywood Studios theme park. It is basically shaped like a lunchbox. And it has things like lunchbox tarts, which are fancy Pop-Tarts. It sells tachos. It sells grown-up grilled cheese and tomato soup. All the things.
What I love about Woody's Lunchbox is you can buy Baby Bell cheese.
You can also sit on Baby Bell cheese.
You can sit on Baby Bell cheese because their tables look like Baby Bell cheese rings.
Really?
Yeah.
Guess who sponsored them?
Kraft.
Yes, you are 100% correct.
Okay, so Candace.
Yes.
Pecos Bills or Woody's Lunchbox?
Woody's Lunchbox.
Okay, ladies.
Woody's Lunchbox because they have plant-based tachos.
I'm also going Woody's Lunchbox.
Even though your first lunch at Magic Kingdom came from Pecos Bills.
I was going to ask when I got the french fries and milk.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Woody's Lunchbox.
I am also going to go with Woody's Lunchbox because I want to try the toaster pastries.
Yeah. The fancy Pop-Tarts.
Yeah, the fancy Pop-Tarts. Okay, the last quick service matchup in round one. You have your Yorkshire County Fish Shop versus the Polite Pig.
Oh, you're killing me. So the Yorkshire County Fish Shop is located in the UK Pavilion at Epcot, and they serve world-famous fish and chips. And then the Polite Pig is a restaurant in Disney Springs that is quick-service barbecue, which is kind of an interesting concept. Like, you go and place your order in the line, and then you go find a table, and then all of a sudden it turns into table service. Like, they bring you your food, they bring you refills on drinks, all of the things. It's very, very strange, but I love it. They have quite the selection of bourbon and other drinkables. Did I miss anything?
No, I don't think so. Okay, so which one are you voting for? The Fish Shop or the Polite Pig?
I have to go with the Yorkshire County Fish Shop.
Okay.
It's nostalgia more than anything.
I get that. Mm-hmm. I am voting for the Polite Pig.
Shocked, said no one ever.
Because was it this episode or the pre? No, it was the question of the day of this episode when I admitted that I absolutely love barbecue.
Mm-hmm.
The barbecue there looked amazing. The things that people ordered were great. We were too full to get any of the meats.
The sides were good, though.
The sides were really good. The street corn was delicious. Yeah, I'm going with the Polite Pig also because of their bourbon selection.
I'm going to go with the Fish Shop, which is very surprising for me because I'm not a typical seafood eater. But I've been really wanting to try, like, I'm using air quotes, more authentic fish and chips.
It's so good.
With the vinegar and the malt vinegar. And
Yes. I'm going with Yorkshire County Fish Shop for nostalgic purposes as well.
Okay. Moving over to the second half of our bracket, we have the snack cart bracket.
Yay, snacks.
So the first that we have is we're going at Battle of the Ice Creams. We are going to do, and I'm kind of going a little, the second half of the ice cream bracket is not necessarily a cart, but I'm counting as it a cart. I'm taking a little bit of liberty. So we have a Mickey bar from Mickey's Premium Ice Cream Bar, Mickey's Ice Cream Sandwich from any cart where you can find it. I have that matched up against the Beaches and Cream window at the Boardwalk.
No.
No.
At Beach Club.
At Beach Club. Apparently, I really want to stay at Boardwalk because I keep trying to call Beach Club Boardwalk.
I'll stay at the Beach Club and we can wave across the lake at each other.
Is the Boardwalk in Disney Springs?
No. It's right across the lagoon from Beach Club.
Oh.
I would like to stay there as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's over by Swan and Dolphin. Like, it's walkable.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, so... Snack cart, would you rather get ice cream from anywhere that sells Mickey Premium bars or from Beaches and Cream walk-up window?
Beaches and Cream, hands down.
Okay. Tell me why.
Beaches.
Because the ice cream is hand-scooped and it is delicious, and they have things like boozy milkshakes and frozen Coke floats and all the deliciousness that is true an ice cream shop.
All the things, yes. Lacey?
Beaches and Cream.
Okay.
Beaches and Cream.
Okay.
Bitches and Cream.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, you didn't. I get the credit.
Damn you.
Okay. So again, I'm taking a little bit of liberty with cart on this one.
Okay.
Gaston's Tavern for a cinnamon roll versus a Mickey pretzel from anywhere they're sold.
Mickey pretzel and plastic cheese.
Ooh, I want to go sit at Gaston's Tavern
and eat a cinnamon roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cinnamon roll's trash.
Is there.
Candace and I have a strong opinion about the cinnamon rolls that's counter to what everybody else says.
Hmm. Like, not even extra icing makes it good.
Damn.
The one we had was dry, kind of flavor free, just sweet for the sake of being sweet.
Okay, I changed my mind. Yeah. I changed my mind to a Mickey pretzel based off food, and because I was kind of going there based off location. Okay, food, yeah. Mickey pretzel.
Well, I mean, we can go sit at Gaston's and have a LeFou's brew because that's
delicious.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really funny because we got soft pretzels at work and you were doing backflips for that. So it's really funny.
Literally.
Did you have pretzel day?
We did have pretzel day from Auntie Anne's.
I love pretzel day.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, I definitely was a Stanley that whole time.
Did you get yours with everything on it?
No.
Because not everything's plant-based.
It was like a serve yourself and they had sauces in plastic containers, but it was still pretzels.
Yeah. No, never a bad choice. So yeah, Mickey pretzels is my vote too, just because the cinnamon roll is kind of trash. So the Adventureland snack cart where you can get spring rolls versus Aloha Isle where you get Dole Whip.
Aloha Isle.
Aloha.
Dole Whip.
I really want to try those spring rolls.
Well, yes,
though.
But that doesn't mean that you need to
pair it against some
vote
that's...
out the iconic Dole Whip.
It's okay. We'll try it sometime.
Yeah, we will. Okay, so the last of the snack bracket, a turkey leg from anywhere where a turkey leg is sold.
It's not a snack.
Versus popcorn from anywhere popcorn is sold.
Popcorn, hands down.
Popcorn specifically in Star Wars Galaxy's Edge.
You want this spicy and sweet.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so we have to talk about that because we did try that.
You did?
We did. The Katsaka's mix.
Okay, tell.
It was interesting. I liked it. We got it like right after breakfast, so we're like eating this at like 8:30 in the morning. It was a little sweet for 8:30 in the morning, not going to lie. Mm-hmm. It was interesting, and when you eat the two together, it tastes like Trix cereal.
I was not expecting that answer.
Yeah.
So if we were to go in to get it, would you say waste of money?
No.
Say like go ahead and...
Yeah, I would say okay. Get it. But okay. Like there's enough in a serving that it's very easily shareable with even like four people. I don't think that you need to necessarily get one for everybody.
Okay. Yeah.
But maybe, I mean, if you taste it and that's your jam, then go get another one. But
good to know.
Yeah. Okay. I see people with varying opinions about it, and they're usually strong opinions. I didn't have a strong opinion about it.
It was fine. I think I like regular popcorn better just because I'm a little bit traditional when it comes to popcorn.
Same. Butter popcorn all the way.
Yeah. And I mean, if you want that, they do have the blue kernels available at the same shop that's just buttered popcorn dyed blue.
Oh. Hooray. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. Okay. Colorful. Go along with the blue milk.
They yes. also have the black calf cold brew situation that has cream cheese, sweet cream on it, and then Cocoa Pups.
That is up your alley, Lariah. Cream cheese. That used to be yes. your nickname.
What? No, I didn't.
That was Lariah's nickname in high school.
Easy Rider.
Okay, so we did a little bit of a pivot. We were going to do festival booth bracket, but I had the idea as we were going through the first three that a podcast that is all about sitting at a bar enjoying beverages should have a bar bracket.
Did we get through that last one?
Yep.
Yeah.
Did we?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. We made four decisions.
All right.
Just were easy decisions.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the first in the bar bracket, we have Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar matched up against La Cava del Tequila.
I got to go with the Hangar Bar.
And the Hangar Bar is in Disney Springs.
It is. It's themed after Indiana Jones pilot. And there's lots of Easter eggs inside, and it's fun. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's a great, great little bar.
And it gives a very strong Jungle Cruise theme, though.
Yeah, yes. It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Then La Cava de Tequila is in the Mexico Pavilion in the Pyramid, and is a place where you can go try all sorts of different tequilas and margaritas, some with ant salt, some without.
And you can either wait in line to get seated in there, or you can get to-go beverages. And they just let you walk up to the bar and order, and then you can walk out and carry your drink around with you.
Yeah. So Candace votes Jock Lindsay's.
Hangar Bar.
I'm just being torn because of the black ant salt, but I'm going to go with the Hangar Bar because I actually have drank there.
Memories of that one?
Mm-hmm.
You are so close to being voted off the island. If I hear you talk about sauerkraut or black salt.
Black ant salt.
Sorry. I'm doing Hangar Bar for obvious reasons. We wouldn't be here today if we didn't drink at the Hangar Bar our first night.
Agreed. I'm a Jock Lindsay stan for life. It's amazing, but I love La Cava de Tequila as well. Is it de tequila or del tequila? I'm still learning Spanish. Bear with me. Okay, so the next bar matchup, we have the Tambu Lounge, which is in the Polynesian Resort. Mm-hmm. It's upstairs outside of
Ohana. It is the home of the Lapu Lapu.
The home of the Lapu Lapu, which is the very wonderful rum-based concoction served in a pineapple.
A whole pineapple.
I have that matched up against the Steakhouse 71 Lounge.
Ooh.
We have a lot of fun bars.
That is in the Contemporary.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I have to go Tambu Lounge.
Okay.
Just for nostalgia's sake, if nothing less. And I really want to stay at the Polynesian.
I get it.
I am also going with the Tambu Lounge. I have never been to either, but the drinks.
Yes, you have.
You've eaten at Ohana. It's right there.
Oh, it's in Ohana?
Yeah. Well, it's connected to Ohana. But before we went into another bar that's on our list, Trader Sam's, we got a beverage from there before we went into Trader Sam's.
Yeah, we did.
Remember when it felt like we were sitting in the hotel lobby?
I do not remember that.
Well, you've been there.
Dang. Okay, I don't remember that. I think
you were already drunk. And probably. It was like 7 a.m., so that's embarrassing for you.
Damn, I don't remember that, but I'm still going to go.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah. Same. It's at the Poly. Like,
right.
Are you kidding me?
I'm going to let that one win, but Steakhouse 71 would have won for me. Like, I just love that place.
It's amazing.
That and lounge
their
is
cocktails
amazing.
Are
cocktails were delicious.
Solid.
The food is delicious. Just everything about it. Steakhouse 71 is my jam.
Mm-hmm.
It's my kind of bar.
Yeah, totally.
Okay, so the next matchup, We have the Enchanted Rose, which is on the second floor of the Grand Floridian, which is themed to Beauty and the Beast. Mm-hmm. I have that match up against Nomad Lounge in Animal Kingdom, which is the African-inspired bar that sits right along the River of Nations, or whatever it's called there, and is just a fantastic little bar that we just love spending time at. So that's the matchup for this round. Enchanted Rose and Nomad's Lounge.
Nomad Lounge.
Nomad Lounge. No, Nomad.
Yeah, that one's pretty easy, even though I do love the Enchanted Rose as well. I was a little disappointed when we went there that I got served a Christmas Old Fashioned in late February.
Early February.
Whatever.
It was a winter cocktail, not a Christmas.
Oh, okay. Okay, so the last matchup in the drinks, the bar bracket, is the Rose and Crown Pub in the England Pavilion, the UK Pavilion in Epcot, versus Trader Sam's, which is the Jungle Cruise themed bar in the Polynesian.
Magic. I gotta go Trader Sam's. That one hurts me though. It really does.
It's a hard choice.
I'm going Trader Sam's.
Trader Sam's.
Yeah.
Because I got to tell you, Rose and Crown is the first place I had a Guinness.
Oh, so ever. It's like precious.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
When, funny story about Trader Sam's, last time we were there, this didn't happen when we were there with you, but somebody at the bar ordered a Bud Light. So all of a sudden, like, everything stops, and the waitress pulls out a bullhorn, and is like, this person came to the tikiest bar that ever tiki'd, and what do you think they ordered? And the whole bar went, a beer! And she said, no worse, a Bud Light. It was phenomenal. I just love that bar.
It's a great place.
Okay, back to table service restaurants to get us to the round of eight. Ooh. Skipper Canteen versus Morimoto Asia.
Ooh. Ouch.
Skipper Canteen.
Ooh, that surprises me.
Let me tell you why.
Yeah.
Please do.
Because Skipper Canteen is special to Disney World. Mm-hmm. And if you can find a Momo-san anywhere else in the nation, it's going to be
very similar.
Morimoto.
That's a good point. This one hurts. I'm going to go with Skipper because it's more of an experience.
Okay.
I'm sticking with Morimoto.
I'm going to let Skipper win this one. I would go with you, but again, I think my mind would be easily changed. I would have voted for Morimoto just because I think the food is better, but the experience at Skipper Canteen is second to none.
Yeah, that one is a hard decision. I love them both so much.
Yeah, we love our table service restaurants. I think the table service and the bar brackets are going to be where we have the most heartburn tonight.
Gee, I wonder what we care about.
Right. So the next matchup in the table service bracket is 50s Primetime versus Garden Grill.
What? For me. I got to go 50s Primetime.
Oh my gosh. This one, this one hurts more. I'm going with Garden Grill.
Okay, tell us why.
I think I have to go, because I can't really say experience, because I guess the scenery, and that doesn't make sense for me, because...
Yeah, it's very, like... With the booths and everything, it is very, like...
Okay, here it is. Oh. 50s Primetime, you're kind of at a family dinner. It was kind of giving me anxiety being that close to people, but it was also very pleasant at the same time. Garden Grill, we were kind of in our own little section, just enjoying our family meal together.
That's fair.
Yep, yep. I get that. Okay.
50s.
I'm torn on this one. Because I think Garden Grill is the greatest value in all of the character meals.
Agree.
Mm-hmm. I think the theming of 50s prime time is second to none. There's nothing. I can't imagine another place like it. Mm-mm. I know, like, there's places where you go and the wait staff is mean to you. But that's being mean for the sake of being mean.
Right.
Versus taking you back to 1950s. You're sitting in the kitchen eating dinner with your family. I'm going to get
your Clean Plate Club sticker last time.
I did.
You did.
I every time I go there, I get my Clean Plate sticker. Again, I wonder why I'm poo-sized. I'm going to go with 50s prime time, though, and we're going to move that one through just because I think the theming is so amazing. Even though the food they serve in Garden Grill is from the land.
Oh, yeah. This one was pretty hard.
That again, this is like making me choose between two children. It's just so hard to do. But I'll pick 50s tonight. Tomorrow my answer might change, but tonight it'll be the 50s.
I'm okay with that because they're both well-loved.
Yeah. Okay, so moving into the quick service bracket to move to a round of eight. You have Satouli Canteen versus Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
Okay.
I'm going Satouli.
Satouli.
I'm going to go Satouli as well. And the only reason I'm choosing Satouli is because, I think the food options are more varied. And there's something that as much as I want to try the fruit and Nutella waffle or the chicken and waffle, those cheeseburger pods, I've never had them and they take up space in my brain. So I want to try them. So that's my tipping point.
Okay.
So the next one is between the Yorkshire County Fish Shop and Woody's Lunchbox.
Fish Shop.
I'm going Woody's
Fish Shop.
I'm going to go the Fish Shop as well. Tell us why you chose Woody's over the Fish Shop.
Yeah, why Woody's over fish?
Ooh, that's a hard decision.
Really? Are we still talking about food?
Yes, we are.
Depending on how you look at it.
Fact, we are.
Yes, we are.
Mm-hmm. I have always been intrigued by Woody's Lunchbox, even before I ever went. And the food just sounds better. Like, I would like to try fish and chips, but I'm still just not
there yet.
Yeah. Like, and I would much prefer.
Woody's Lunchbox does have a varied menu. Like, you can get a lot of different things.
Yes.
Where the fish shop has fish and chips.
Yes, exactly.
But you can look at Alice while you eat fish and
Lacey,
chips, which is what we
shut
did.
Up.
Okay. I'll just let Alice know that you don't like her.
Go ahead.
We're going to have to put a wall between those two.
No. Well, Lariah will just chop it down.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of...
Okay, moving over to our snack bracket.
Yay, snacks.
So you have your Beaches and Cream ice cream window versus Mickey Pretzels from anywhere you can find them.
Mickey Pretzels.
I'm going pretzel.
Pretzel.
Okay. I will always choose ice cream, but I know I'm in the minority.
Okay, there. But science has proven that anything Mickey shaped tastes better.
It's true, but ice cream is my jam. You know this about me.
I know
me.
This.
So next in the snack cart bracket, you have your Aloha Isle Dole Whip versus popcorn from anywhere you can get it.
Dole Whip.
Ooh, that didn't even take you long to think about.
Mm-mm, because it's Disney World. I mean...
And Disney popcorn is the best popcorn you've ever had.
It is, but it's still Dole Whip.
Yeah. And Dole Whip tastes better in Disney than it does anywhere else.
Yeah.
We've tried it other places, and I didn't like it as much as I do in Disney.
Yeah, especially boozy. When you get the pineapple and the vanilla swirled together with a rum floater on it, it's very nice.
And that hack of pineapple and vanilla mixed together is the right way to do it, because I'm not the hugest fan of just the plain pineapple. I like it, but you mixed it with vanilla, and it became like the perfect snack for me.
Tastes like a pineapple upside down cake, and then the rum floater on top. Just yes.
Yeah, and it's still vegan because the vanilla is vegan, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
When are we going?
We'd have to double check on the veganism for the vanilla, but I think it's still vegan.
Or you can swirl it with something else. I'm sure.
Right.
That's what she said.
Dole Whip or popcorn, Lariah?
Dole Whip.
Okay, that one will win because that's what I was going to choose too. Okay, moving into bars. You have Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar versus Tambu Lounge.
Jock Lindsay's.
Jock Lindsay's. Hangar Bar.
Okay, that's what I'm going with too. And I think this decision will get harder in the bar section as we go. So this one may kill us. We have Nomad Lounge versus Trader Sam's.
I know my answer.
Go for it.
I'm going to go Nomad.
Tell us why.
Because I feel like with Trader Sam's, you have to be kind of in the right mood because it's very loud and, you know, busy, and you kind of have to be in that mood to be kind of teased and everything. Whereas, like, Nomad is always going to be chill. So.
Okay.
Nomad for that very reason.
Okay.
Exactly. I'm going Nomad.
Yeah. If you tell me I have to choose between those two bars and I can only go to one of them on a trip, I'm going to choose Nomad. Just because Trader Sam's is so, what's the word I'm looking for? Niche-y? Is that?
It's very cult following, sort of.
It's very
cheesy, campy.
Yeah.
Kitschy.
Like, it's not one of those, like, our last trip, we went and spent 2.5 hours sitting at Nomad Lounge. I could not sit in Trader Sam's for 2.5 hours.
See, exactly. Mm-hmm. And it's very small, too. So, like,
you're... So you can't really relax. It's like, right, you have to gear up, mm-hmm, for the experience, where Nomad Lounge, you just let it happen to,
yeah,
you.
Yeah. You, like, have to have fun at Trader, yes, Sam's, right, and that's not an end-of-the-day bar,
no,
at all.
Right.
No.
Right. Okay. So back to the table service bracket to move into our first final four spot. Skipper Canteen versus 50s Primetime.
Oh. This hurts. But Skipper Canteen.
Okay. You've been pretty consistent with Skipper. Tell us why this time.
I think just because it is so Disney. Like, it's got the Tide of the Jungle Cruise. The menu options are varied and a little bit adventurous. And it's just, I love it.
Yep.
And 50s Primetime is amazing. The theming is on point and everything. But the food that they serve, you can get pretty much anywhere else, true, including your own kitchen.
Mm-hmm. True. Mm-hmm. They're fried chicken, though.
Hey, don't start me on that fried chicken.
I'm going 50s.
Okay. Tell us why. Tell Candace why she's wrong.
Oh.
It's... I... Because I can't give her a reason, because I'm picking it because it's more my speed. But it's, I feel like it's very unique where when you're at Skipper Canteen, but you have an experience with the skipper on the Jungle Cruise.
Yes.
So, and that's kind of why, like, the food is amazing, but you kind of go for the skipper waiter or waitress as your experience.
Okay, I get that.
I'm going with Skipper because this one, because I like both the staff. They both kind of tease you, like, or the, not the staff, excuse me,
the cast members.
They kind of tease you. Skipper Canteen, very sarcastic, fun people. And then 50s Primetime are like mothers. But with Skipper Canteen, I just feel like I'm going by the food at this point,
mm-hmm,
because their food is, it's top notch, and the food at 50s is great. But as a plant-based person, the options at Skipper Canteen are amazing.
Yep. I'm also going to say Skipper Canteen for the same reason that you chose 50s, Lariah, is that connection between the Jungle Cruise, between Trader Sam's, and between Skipper Canteen. The fact that Disney can carry that story through all three things, and Jock Lindsay's a little bit, they carry that story through all those different places, and if you're in the know, you're in the know,
yeah,
and you start catching those details. I just absolutely love that, and for that reason, like, I will choose Skipper.
And you could, like, theme out your day too if you wanted a whole, like, Jungle Cruise, yep, themed day.
We could wear khaki.
Oh my god, and vests.
Yes. And pith helmets.
Pith.
Hey, I'm not mad. I love Skipper, yeah, Canteen, so I'm not.
I didn't care if you were mad or not, though.
Okay, moving into the final four from the quick service bracket is either going to be Satouli Canteen or the Yorkshire County Fish Shop.
I'm probably going to lose, but I got to go with the fish shop.
I'm going...
you don't even know the name of it.
Satouli Canteen.
Satouli Canteen.
Satouli.
I am going to go Satouli as well. And the tiebreaker for me on this one is the last time I had fish and chips from Yorkshire County Fish Shop, it was greasy. So I think there's a little bit of consistency issue there that I Satouli might have it too, but not being there, there's more that I want to try from there. Okay, snack cart. We are going to go a Mickey pretzel versus Dole Whip. We're all deep in thought.
Dole Whip.
Dole Whip. Dole Whip.
There's even Mickey shaped. There is nothing as iconic as Dole Whip in Disney.
It's what you need on a day walking around a park.
Yes.
Where pretzels are good, they'll fill you up and you'll be kind of tummy hurted by the gluten.
Speak for yourself.
But the Dole Whip just like gives you that fresh whiff of energy where you're like, I'm ready to go.
Whiff of energy.
Yeah, I get it.
Energy.
Are you sniffing your Dole Whip or are you eating it?
Don't do that. That'll hurt your brain.
Yes. Okay, moving into the bar bracket. This one will, again, give us heartburn. We have Jacques Lindsay's Hangar Bar, the namesake for our very excellent podcast, versus Nomad Lounge.
Criminal.
We're the ones that made the decisions to get us here.
Oh, don't blame me for this.
Nomad Lounge versus Jacques Lindsay's.
Yes.
It's like choosing your favorite child, isn't it?
Kind of, yes. But I will say that they kind of have the same vibe.
Yeah.
If you think about it, it's kind of like like what you picture if you were in the jungle and you had like a little house there with like a porch that you could sit out on with like the curtain thingies. It kind of reminds me of both places.
Mm-hmm.
But you can go to Jacques Lindsay's Hangar Bar and not have to pay $150 to get in the door.
No cover charge. So you're choosing Jacques Lindsay's?
I am.
Okay.
I'm also going to go with Jacques Lindsay's.
This is hard.
I was going to say Nomad Lounge until you reminded me of the cover charge to get into Animal Kingdom to go sit at that bar.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that right there, because if you're in the area, we can go to Hangar Bar
anytime we want.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And if you're sitting in, I know this isn't Candace's speed, but if you're sitting in Animal Kingdom, you've spent your $150 to get in, you've spent an hour or two sitting at a bar, you're going to start thinking, oh, there's Expedition Everest, there's the safari, there's the jungle trails, let's go walk around the Tree of Life, let's go. There's more pulling you away from that bar than there is with Jacques Lindsay's.
You just have to be strong and say no.
You just have to be strong.
So we're going to go with our namesake there for the low cover charge.
Surprise.
Being the defining characteristic. Okay, so I think I know how this is going to end up in the championship match, and I don't know that it's going to be based on how it's fallen. I don't know that it's going to be hard. So in the final four, we have Skipper Canteen versus Satouli Canteen.
Oh, two canteens.
Skipper Canteen.
I'm going Skipper.
Skipper.
Yeah, I figured as much. I think that's just sit-down place. The food is better. Theming is better. I've been in Satouli Canteen. The theming's not bad. It's very Pandora-ish, but it's still a quick service.
See, the whole Pandora thing still kind of honks me off.
Would you have been okay if they had built it the way they originally and had it be dragons?
Yes.
That would be freaking awesome. That's what they need to do with Dino Land.
Ooh, Beastly Kingdom over there.
Mm-hmm.
Girl.
Okay, on the other side of the bracket, snack carts versus bars. Jacques Lindsay's versus Dole Whip.
Jacques Lindsay's.
I'm going to go Jacques Lindsay's.
Hangar Bar, absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, so here...
This is going to hurt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You have Skipper Canteen versus Jacques Lindsay's Hangar Bar.
Hangar Bar, all the way. It's our namesake.
Okay.
Do it
okay.
for the pod.
I'll go Jack Lindsay's.
How about we eat at Skipper Canteen and then
we go haven't eaten at Jock Lindsay's.
They do have food.
They do have food, including a pretzel.
Don't they do like a ginormous charcuterie board?
It's a pretzel charcuterie.
Yeah.
I'm going Hangar Bar, obviously.
Yeah, and as soon as I said we're going to do a bar, we're going to change the festival booths to bars, I kind of figured out who was going to win. Just as soon as I wrote Jock Lindsay's down, it was definitely our number one seed because we love it there. That's nostalgic for us. The drinks are good. Everything about Jock Lindsay's is our kind of place. So yeah. It doesn't surprise me at all that it didn't really have any competition as we went through. So there it is. Tonight, the winner for best food / bar / whatever in Disney World is Jock Lindsay's Hangar Bar.
Yay.
And we didn't even... The proof that we didn't plan that out is that, like, coming, like, first half of this episode, you all thought we were going to talk about festival booths being the fourth part of the bracket, not bar. So we didn't even plan to plug our namesake for this one, but it just worked out that way.
But I'm glad we did.
Me too. Yeah. Me too. Surprises?
I am a little shocked that a bar won.
Yeah.
Because we love to drink, but we also love to eat.
Yes.
Especially table service.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Maybe. Wait. You said that Skipper Canteen and the Jungle Cruise and Trader Sam's are connected.
Mm-hmm.
Can you explain how Trader Sam's...
Okay, yes. So before they did the revamp or the reimagination of Jungle Cruise, mm-hmm. to make it more inclusive, they had the headhunter standing in the jungle where he was offering two of his heads for one of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And he was a native person, and his name was Trader Sam.
All right.
So that's how all that comes.
And when you go into Trader Sam's, the bar, the wait staff, the cast members, are kind of rude and punny and all of that, just like, the skippers are.
Yes. Okay. Because I was going to suggest a bar somehow attached to Skipper Canteen, but then there already is one.
Yes. Yep.
Well, we can always use more.
I mean, that's yes, right. Of course.
More bars in Magic Kingdom.
I mean,
Kingdom.
Because you can't really get a drink at Magic Kingdom to walk around with, like an alcoholic beverage. You have to be at a table service location to drink in Magic Kingdom. Well, that's going to change, though, because they are opening the Pirates Bar. Mm-hmm.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, they're opening a Pirates of the Caribbean themed tavern.
That's in Disney World, not Disneyland?
Correct. It's going to go into the spot where Tortuga Tavern is currently, right across from Pirates.
Shit.
What?
Yeah. Ew.
She's having a moment.
Yeah, and it's kind of nasty. Like,
thinking of drinking rum with Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh, every day, all day long.
You know I almost, like, went on a date with him, so.
He thought you were someone else. He thought you were me, so.
Oh, no, honey. He did not trust me. I was dressed like a pirate.
What? She looked fabulous.
Yeah. Yeah,
I did. Pirate night. This is why you need to go on a Disney cruise with us.
You too can meet Captain Jack Sparrow.
No.
And have Peter Pan stand you up for a date.
Yeah, you can go be with
him. I'm still saying that was because it was past his bedtime.
And because he
swings the other way. He flies a different direction.
He flies to the furthest star on the right.
Right.
Well, maybe not so far right.
To the left. Yep. So...
Yes. Okay.
Excuse us.
Anything else we want to talk about before we wrap up our March Madness brackets? We can't be trusted with microphones.
That's what she said.
That wasn't even that funny, guys. That was Stop giving actually her a pity laugh.
Okay, excellent. Thank you all for listening. If you're tuning into this one, come to our social medias. Let us know what you would have selected for your champion. Would you have selected the same thing? Would you have said something different? Let us know. Argue with us on our social medias and let us know why you're right and we're wrong. All of those kind of things.
Also, share your opinion about the trash that is Gaston Cinnamon Roll, because I need to understand this.
We can't be the only ones that think that's a subpar cinnamon roll.
No, I would rather go to Main Street Bakery and get a Starbucks cinnamon roll than have that.
Yeah.
Is it like hard or...
No, I don't know if we just got the end of a batch and it was not...
5 days old.
So it's like stale?
It tasted like stale. It didn't have a lot of flavor.
It was really dry. Like, you know how the inside of a cinnamon roll should be kind of gooey and, like, delicious?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely.
The whole thing was dry.
Like,
dry.
It did not taste freshly baked.
No.
No. And even pouring the extra icing on it did nothing to help that. It was like it soaked it up, but there was nothing left.
Dang.
Yes. So let us know what you think of Gaston cinnamon roll. If you think it's delicious, tell us why. Did we just get a bad batch? Or what's the deal there?
It's trash.
It was so bad, Candace doesn't even want to go back and give it a second try to see if we just got a bad one.
Because it's a waste of money, really? In my opinion.
Yeah.
Oh, and yeah. I bet it was expensive.
It was like $7 or something. And no, I'm not spending that money to try it again when the first thing was terrible.
Right.
Well, when it's also a cinnamon
roll.
Yeah,
it's a cinnamon roll. You can kind of get that word.
You can get it anywhere. Right. Yeah. Okay, cool. Thank you so much for tuning in. We appreciated it. We always do love doing these bracket challenges. We had a lot of fun recording these. Appreciate you all listening, as always. And remember, there's a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.
And we'll see you real soon.